Welcome to the Perfecting Your Practice podcast, where we will talk about finance for the healthcare professional and medical practice owner. This series is brought to you by Bankers Healthcare Group, the leader in financing solutions for healthcare professionals. Since 2001, BHG has worked with more than 100,000 licensed practitioners to help them reach their financial goals. Perfecting Your Practice is designed to talk about ways you can invest in your career and practice in order to set yourself up for success. Now here's your host, Chris Panabianco, Chief Marketing Officer at BHG.
Welcome to Episode 6, 4 Easy Ways to Boost Marketing for Your Medical Practice. As a medical professional, you're in one of the most competitive times the healthcare industry has ever seen. According to Healthcare Recruiting Network, healthcare is now one of the fastest growing industries. Modern Healthcare magazine reports that demand for healthcare is expected to pick up even more as the population ages, people live longer, more consumers gain insurance coverage, and chronic conditions become more prevalent. All of this begs the question, how do you stand out from the crowd to ensure that you run a successful practice and get new patients? Most people expect growth, but they don't plan for growth. But you have to plan for it. Practitioners could be overwhelmed by the uncertainty in the healthcare space right now. Every time you watch or read the news, there's a story about healthcare and the economy. As a practice owner, you're expected to have an effective EMR solution, upgraded technology, staff to handle additional patients, the latest training in your profession, and the ability to adjust to shrinking reimbursements or non-paid reimbursements in a delay. All of this takes money. So you're asking yourself, how do I make more money if I have to do all of these things and at the same time attract more patients? It's true for any business. You have to invest money to make money. You're being asked to do more, and you have to find the ways that allow you to bring in more patients. Where's the time in the day? Well, one way is through marketing. But I'm not a marketer, you might say. That's okay. You don't have to be an expert, and you don't need to have a big budget. In fact, I'm going to give you 4 simple tips that can help boost your practice marketing and services without costing you a fortune. This is not about your current patient base. As you look to attract more patients, you have to understand that all generations are more tech-savvy than they've ever been. There are more ways than ever before to reach the digitally focused consumer. And I know what you're thinking. Well, my patient base, they're all older people. They don't care about technology. I'm going to tell you a quick story of Pop-Pop the Dinosaur. My 2.5-year-old twin boys refer to my dad as Pop-Pop the Dinosaur. Why is that? Because he has a flip phone. Yes, they still make those, and he refuses to get an iPhone. However, my boys, for Pop-Pop's birthday, bought him an iPad. With the number of procedures that one of my sons has had, my dad has become very involved in the healthcare and care for my son. So he wanted an iPad because it was time for him to get involved and help us search out the right professionals and the procedures. So lo and behold, I now get 5 a.m. wake-ups from my father emailing me about all the different procedures and who we should see and what's going on. So Pop-Pop the Dinosaur is no longer. He's moved along with a lot of people as the population ages to being tech savvy. So all of this means you've got to focus on the digital side. Number one, have a great website. Being digital is critical today. And if you don't have a user-friendly website, you're missing a key vehicle to drive patients to your practice. This is your digital storefront. No longer can people just walk by or hear word of mouth about your practice and your abilities. You need to be with a website that is user-friendly, mobile device-friendly, and it needs to be easy to navigate and contain useful information in a quick and efficient manner. Number two, use email. We're addicted to our phones. We as a society check our phones constantly. Email can be a lot less expensive than traditional mail. You can save on printing, postage, and staff costs by putting a focus on digital. Think about what would be useful and meaningful for patients to receive. Appointment reminders, happy birthday wishes, health tips, office and staff news, and special promotions. Keeping them informed will help them feel empowered and engaged. This is a key tool to your success. Use it wisely. Number three, leverage Google AdWords. This is where leveraging an expert is key. Admittedly, I am no expert in Google AdWords. I know it's hard to believe. But I do have a team under me who owns this medium. You have to find a partner who can fill that role. Google serves paid ads in its search results. Now I know what you're thinking. What the heck is PPC? I don't know any of this stuff. If you go to Google, most of us do every day, multiple times a day, and you type something in, usually the first 2 to 3 links that show up are paid search. So there are companies that are paying based on the keyword that is being searched to show up first. There's usually a highlighted color around them. Everything else that shows up below that is organic. So this is how it works. You really have to sit and identify relevant keywords. You write ad copy and you manage your budgets within Google accounts. Your ads show up for relevant search queries and users can click through to your website. These ads can be a very direct, cost-effective way of reaching your potential patients. Practices don't get there because they are lucky. They pay for it and they get experts in this area. You can also geo-target. So I know what you're thinking. I live in Canastota, New York, and I've got a small practice, and the last thing I want to do is promote all of my services to New York City. God knows what that would look like and the type of traffic you might get and how quickly your budget will erode. But with geo-targeting, you can make sure that your ads only appear within a certain radius of your practice. So you're only advertising to users who are within that reasonable distance of your practice. And additionally, if you have multiple practices, you can control where each business is being promoted to ensure the closest practice is appearing for a user. Remember, your budget controls your reach and your impact. Number 4, don't hide from social media. I'm not just talking about having a Facebook page or a Twitter account or LinkedIn. I'm talking about Facebook advertising. Facebook ads are cheap and customizable. You can target by age, likes, and geography. Sit and think about who your patients are or who you want them to be. Make sure your offering is in line with who you want to message to. So again, make sure your offer and your services are geared towards the people that would take your process. So do you offer a service geared more towards folks with a knee or hip issue? Your ad should speak to them and who you're trying to reach. Make sure it's relevant. You can track the effectiveness so that you can scale your budget accordingly. The bottom line is that if your practice has a Facebook page and you're posting things regularly, it's not enough. You need to advertise. Only about 5% of your total audience ever sees your posts, according to Facebook itself. You need to boost your posts or purchase ads in order to get more eyeballs on your ad. By investing in marketing initiatives, you can help build awareness for your practice and services and give patients and consumers good reasons and reminders to come into your office. Are you still not convinced? Google some of your local competition and see what pops up. I think you're quickly going to see who's winning the digital marketing game and the impact that it has on a practice. Marketing must be consistent, measured, and refined to be successful. You have to test. You have to be comfortable with failure. You have to have budget. So you test, you modify, you test some more, and then you refine some more and you relaunch. Don't expect to see immediate results as marketing is a long-term investment. Trust me, I know. I recommend starting small so you can save the bigger budget for executing what you feel confident will give you the most return. Have a good idea of what you need to get back off of your investment in marketing to turn a profit and have positive ROI. There we go, folks. We made it. If you're looking to acquire more patients and grow your bottom line, you need to get comfortable with marketing. It takes time, money, and persistence, but I know you can do it. Would you like to continue the conversation? Please reach out to me, chrisp@bhg-inc.com, or connect with me on LinkedIn.
For episode notes and worksheets, please visit perfectingyourpracticetoday.com. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with your peers. Thanks for listening to the Perfecting Your Practice podcast, presented by Bankers Healthcare Group, the leading provider of financial solutions for healthcare professionals. To learn more about BHG's working capital loans, business startup loans, credit cards, and patient financing, visit bankershealthcaregroup.com.